This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The University of Washington has updated its COVID-19 mortality projection for the United States, saying now that some 147,000 people could die of the illness by August 4th. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation bumped its projection up by 10,000 over the past 2 days. The Institute said the higher numbers are based on states easing social distancing mandates and new data acquired about people's movements. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, said Tuesday the coronavirus death toll in the United States is almost certainly higher than the reported 81,000. He warned of serious consequences if cities and states reopen too quickly. Fauci told a Senate panel investigating the U.S. response to the pandemic that unaccounted numbers of coronavirus victims, especially in the New York City area, have died at home without being officially counted in the national death toll. He declined to speculate how many more. Fauci warned it is entirely possible that the pandemic could become worse in the U.S. in the fall months from September to November, but he said he hoped by then the country could deal with it better than it has so far. President Donald Trump has been prodding businesses and state governors to reopen the world's biggest economy, and all but a few of the 50 governors have issued orders in recent days to allow some stores, restaurants, and offices to resume operations on a limited basis if precautions are taken. But Fauci, testifying remotely from his home outside Washington, D.C., said there's real risk he will trigger an outbreak that you will not be able to control if government guidelines calling for a steady decline in the number of cases over a two-week period are ignored. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.